Yeah, it is, like I said, Monday through Friday business, 8 to 5. Close, not nights, weekends, every other thing you can have.
Any other questions specific for, thank you, appreciate it.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else? Pose, no? There was an additional letter for all of us when we arrived from another resident opposed to the application.
Could I clarify part of the Garrett's remarks? The building that we're looking at is only a 40 by 30 foot building right now that I'm looking at. The end of that 30 foot building will be 70 feet from our property line between ourselves and Jericho, where I'm putting in a privacy fence. I don't know how much further you're thinking you need to be away from it. And the guidance code states that I can put a shed 5 feet from that building, from that property line. When does it start your business line? Just because you have 11 acres doesn't mean you need to move clean to the other side of the building because one person's complaining. He has operated a business out of that for years. Across the street is, if you're talking about people coming and going, is apartments across the street, directly across the street. Leslie Killingsworth owns them. There's four of them there. They come and go all times of night because I hear them. Why? Because my house sits right back there and I can hear that bottom house as if they were standing in the room. And it's a rental. So people coming and going, they come and go all times of the night there, as it is. Garrett himself has told me that people showed up at his house at midnight to try and get their car worked on. You know, this has been...
Now, where is your house across the road?
The very bottom corner, right there.
Oh, okay.
And that little valley, you can't really tell that it's valley, but you can hear somebody walking or talking right there. Right behind my shop, I can hear them.
Mr. Chairman, saying, in your letter was from this property owner right here.
Okay.
Who built house right down here.
He built it further around the corner.
Yeah, it's on down around the corner. Yeah. It's down in here.
Yep.
But he owns this property.
Yep.
On the other side of the highway. But just so you know, location.
So you wouldn't be agreeable by putting like daylight hours only or something on your...
You know, when's daylight? Like you're saying right now, it's not.
How about from 8 till 10?
It's running daylight.
How about
hours
from
right
8
now,
in the morning till 10 at night? Is that agreeable or not?
I can hear you.
I said from 8 in the morning till 10 at night.
Sure.
Is that agreeable?
Yeah.
Would you mind putting that in the decision of record on this?
I'm fine with that.
Then I could be fine with it too.
You know, and to get a water runoff, I have to go through DNR.
Oh, yeah, I'm not worried about that. Yeah. You're not going to be allowed to do that.
And I was informed tonight that I could hook on to the sewer down there at Lakeway if I was permitted to.
Well,
if the cost is going to be too high.
Why not?
Yeah.
Because it's capacity.
Yeah.
This capacity wouldn't be.
Well, I don't think they'll do it because of that. But I don't know. Maybe
but
so.
I'm not looking at doing that because that's a different cat. But like I said, I'm 70 feet from where my building is to that property line. I see part of it is he's upset because
I'm sorry,
it's taking the view away from where he sits out on the porch when he lives there. He's not staying there.
Yes.
His property is up for sale.
Keep it about business. Just don't get personal.
I'm just trying to say some of the points. You know, it's... I'm 55 feet from the highway, edge of the highway is where we're putting this building. I'm trying to be accommodating and meet whatever standards y'all are wanting us to do.
What about the privacy fence? What were you going to use for that?
8 foot cedar picket fence from Lowe's, I think it was. We've got two bids out. there are a couple, as he was saying, there are a couple of pine trees that where this building is that are past the building. I was going to see about trying to move them over by the picket fence, but if they make it, they make it. But moving a tree is not usually feasible in clay.
Any other comments, questions? Anyone entertain a motion?
I'd make a motion to approve with the added time limitations on when it's supposed to be operated, and also with staff's recommendation on the outdoor lighting so it wouldn't bother anybody else. With those things being adhered to, I would recommend approval.
So hours of operation, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.?
8 to 10.
Okay.
10 in the evening, not 10 in the morning.
Right. 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
I'll second that.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second with specific stipulations to approve the application. Is there any further discussion on the motion?
The lights be turned off at 10 o'clock. That'd be part of your motion to
yes.
Turn the lights off at 10.
Yeah, I would request a security
unless
light.
You want security lights.
I would request,
but it's still
a
not that.
I am putting security cameras in the building. That was part of my bid with the
yeah.
The lighting will be taken care of under one part of it, and the thing you do is if you shut it down, you won't have the noise and the people and stuff there in the night, which would be a distraction to the neighborhood, in my opinion.
Okay, again, we've got a motion and second in favor with specific stipulations of 8 a.m., 10 p.m., hours of operation, and focus on proper lighting, appropriate lighting. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Opposed? Passes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next item is 18-24, Michael Gilchrist, proposed nightly rental, 422 Sundown Lane, Forsyth.
Location of our property here is at the corner of Sundown Lane and Elm. She's requesting to use the existing three-bedroom home located at 422 Sundown Lane. Zoomed out a little bit here. Rockaway Beach, 160, this is our 176 highway, some different aerials of the property. For the assessor's information, the subject property is 135.71 by 125, irregular in size, and the single family home is located on lots 1 and 2 in the Venice on the Lake Rolling Hills subdivision. Single-family home has three bedrooms with a three-car garage on the north side of the house and an additional garage on the south side of the house. There's parking for up to 10 nightly rental occupant vehicles. The home is served by a community well and an on-site wastewater system. No present or past wastewater system failures were observed by staff during an on-site visit. The property to the south is a single-family home, and the lot to the east is currently a vacant residential lot. A buffer will be required between the east and south properties, but no buffer plan had been presented to the office at this time. And then our standard staff recommendations were the 19 nightly rental items that if anybody had any questions on. This one would have the limitation of eight, renting to eight people, and need the parking for the four vehicles.
Hello.
Hello.
Anything you would like to add additional?
No. It's pretty straightforward. I'm sure you have questions.
The question I have is part of the requirements is to have a buffer plan submitted. Is there a reason why a buffer plan wasn't submitted?
no real reason other than I wasn't aware. I mean, I could easily have one by tomorrow. That doesn't do me any good today, obviously, yeah. But currently that's the back side of a house, and there's a 10-foot chain link fence with barbed wire up top of it because they used to have a bunch of dogs there. Granted, that is on their property. You can actually see it right there. It is on their property. Our property line splits that. There's about a 12-foot area. Putting up a fence there would heavily limit them from cutting their grass that would be between that chain link fence and any fence that I put up. Does that make sense?
I think I provided those pictures in your packet, were they not?
It would not make it impossible. It would just make it rather rough.
So the fence is on whose property line that's there now?
It's actually on theirs. It's right, I'll show you. So right here?
Right there.
It's that fence mm-hmm. right there, yes. Right. And it's directly flat with this, which is their garage, all the way back to both, they own both these properties, and then it goes down there. And that's 10 foot with some, yeah.
So we still should require a buffer other than that.
When I took that one picture, Rick, I was trying to stand close to the property line, yeah.
If that chain link was slatted.
There's a picture of that from your backyard.
That's not his fence.
It is not my fence. That is correct.
I hear you.
So is that fence on the property line or is it not?
No, it's actually on there. It's physically on their property. It's about 2 feet, roughly about yay far. Well, maybe like this, from the actual property line onto their property. And actually, the back corner, it's kind of hard to explain, but right here, like the way that this goes, is this gridded out correctly? Yes.
No, those lines float. I mean, keep in mind, the shape's right, but they'll float.
The property line, it's kind of weird the way it comes out. It kind of folds like this. So, the closer it gets back here, it makes it would, it's not straight.
The fence is not parallel with the property.
That's correct.
The fence is not on the property.
No, the fence is not on my property. But if I was to put a fence up on the exact property line, there would be about this much space at the corner of theirs and that property line fence. And,
Scott, could you back up just a little bit so we could see where the main road is? There it is. That's the one I want to see right there. So it's one block off the highway, right?
Well, here's 176. And here's Sundown.
Yeah, it's about three blocks up from the lake.
Three blocks off the highway. It's right on the main.
Yeah,
you know, it's facing on the county road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And currently your property has no fencing on it, correct?
That's correct.
When I pull up the red lines, these are our parcel lines because this shows it as one big parcel, but it's actually two lots. So if you see these red lines, it's like lots one and two or whatever his lots are when you see the little red lines to help you understand the lots.
But it's built in the middle, so there can't be anything.
They're kind of married together, yeah.
Is there anyone in the audience to speak for or against this application? Okay, let's start. Anyone in favor of the application? No? If you want to go ahead and have a seat, and let's work through that.
I will communicate to the board that when I was taking these pictures, this resident here indicated that he thought it was fine. The gentleman caught me and